Oshta Sunalei. Good morning and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. All right, this broadcast could tick off a few people, and I won't apologize for it. I happen to be one of those people who closely follow House votes on all U.S. congressmen and U.S. senators. I know when they're present and when they're absent from voting because the information is easily available to all of us. When I vote, I feel that I know as much as I can about the person who I'm voting for. And I certainly don't trust political commercials to tell me anything about a politician's voting record. When I see a commercial telling me that a certain politician voted a certain way, a certain number of times on a certain issue, then I get excited and start clicking to check it out. Sometimes one politician can phrase a commercial such that it seems they voted against an issue when they really voted for the issue, or vice versa. It just depends on how they phrase it. Interestingly enough, I've written a lot of astrology charts for politicians over the years, and this is why I enjoy following their votes so much. I feel very competent on casting political charts and forecasting political outcomes. Not to mention following politics and global events on the news helps me to become a better astrologer. I like to listen and then call it as I see it before I run a chart on the topic or the person at hand. And no, I won't even tell my mom or daughter who I write charts for, much less the World Wide Web. Got it? One day I was watching the news when I heard John McCain proudly state how he has never wavered or changed his mind on an issue. He was so adamant about pointing this out, so I sat up and listened closely. I smiled and thought, geez, how would you like to live with that guy? Talk about inflexible and single-minded. He must always be right in his head. I've always liked John McCain, and I got a kick out of him being so firm and letting the public know that he will not change his mind. Then I thought, so how easy do you think he is to work with? This guy has to be a Virgo. Now I know Virgo energy when I see it because I'm a North Node Virgo. So I researched his birth date and boom, Virgo he is. My question is, what's so great about this guy not changing his mind? Has he not learned, grown, and developed over time like the rest of us, where our views have changed simply because we know more than we did last year? What, has he never made a mistake or learned anything new? Don't get me wrong, I absolutely love Virgos because my North Node Virgo, but I believe this lack of flexibility deserves a long, hard look. John McCain might want to loosen his stance a bit in flexibility before Saturn enters Virgo on September 2nd of this year and forces it on him for the next 2 years. Then the next clip I see is Mitt Romney being challenged on switching his view from being pro-choice to pro-life. He's been called a flip-flopper. So what's wrong with that? Can't a person switch their stance after they've lived and learned more in life? I too have changed my position in this area, and I am as pro-life as they come, including I do not believe in capital punishment at all. I used to think just the opposite with a bold and cold attitude, kill them all. No kidding. Now, any scenario you throw at me, I will still respect life, even for those who may not deserve it. Obviously, those who do not deserve love need more of it. I thank God that I do not think the way I used to about a lot of things in life, especially on these two topics. I remember a patient sitting across the desk from me coldly and flatly asking for an herb suggestion that would help abort her baby. I had been pro-choice seconds before that question mark. I sat there staring at her in disbelief, wondering what was it about me that made her think I would be okay being sucked into her self-induced pathetic drama. Well, I suppose since I was pro-choice at the time of the question mark, there was a sign on my forehead stating that fact. She wanted me to bail her out of her baby drama. I thought no wonder there should be laws to protect people like this woman from herself. If she cannot make a good decision to keep her pants on, then someone has to make that decision for her. Here we were dealing with the inconvenient baby. She was in her 8th week, and I wondered, does she think she's carrying a pig fetus, a whale fetus, or a goat fetus instead of a human fetus? Incidentally, our appointment was cut short so that she could take her sick dog to the vet. I said to her, oh, save a dog, kill a baby. Bail yourself out of this one because I won't be sucked into your drama. If Mitt Romney or any other politician wants to change their mind on this subject or any other subject, then they should be able to without being called a flip-flopper. The more Mitt was challenged on his changing political stances, the more I thought, this guy has to be a Pisces, because they are the fish flip-flopping on a dry dock. And Mitt is indeed a Pisces. Would I vote for Mitt? Nope. There's more to my vote than this topic, folks. I could go on and on about each presidential candidate, but that is not what this broadcast is about. I'm just using them as an example. It's about your mind and being comfortable with where you stand on any topic right now, today. Politicians are the perfect mirror for checking our belief systems. If your belief system changes, then okay, stand in it then. We should be learning, growing, and changing each day, therefore operating at a higher level of consciousness each day. When it comes to love, money, friendships, family, anything, aren't you glad that you don't think the same way you did a year ago? Now, if you want to know how any senator votes, just go to www.senate.gov, and for congressmen, go to www.house.gov. You can even check the roll calls and see if they were present or not. It's quite enlightening, folks. Now, get out there. Go play yourself up and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Deinada, gohayo. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.